You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
San Francisco Giants are still, of course, as we've been talking about, very much in a division race, even though they are doing their best impressions of a team that's not really contending. Let's talk to Chris Haft about that. I'm Allison Footer, and Chris and I are sitting next to each other in the visitor's dugout at Wrigley Field. This is so exciting, Chris. This is such a treat. And so where do we begin? I guess we begin with the fact that these Giants are always going to be a confident bunch, right? They're still playing like they are playing for something.
They really are, Allison. You know, they're only, as we speak, they're a game and a half out of first place, but they lead the wild card. Also, you know, to support your point, they still have a lot of people left over from the World Series winning years. Guys with experience, guys who stay calm, respond well to pressure. And so in a situation like this, they've got that as an advantage for them.
So there's been a little power outage since the All-Star break. There's been a little maybe pitching outage since the All-Star break. Bochy was saying that, that the power numbers being down is a little bit disconcerting, especially since the opponent's power numbers increased at the same time when they were playing the Giants. So, but he still feels like pretty confident. He says, hey, doubles and triples to me are power too. And I guess that's one area that we're all sort of waiting for it to come back, right?
Yo, certainly. And I don't know if it will, but as he says, as long as they get those doubles and triples, and he likes to, one of his favorite sayings is keep the line moving. So he mixes in a couple walks with a double and all that, and you've got maybe a big inning. This past Sunday, they had four homers and four triples. I think I don't know which one was more surprising, you know, the four homers or the four triples. But and they're not going to do that sort of thing every day. But I think that reflects that maybe they're more capable than people realize of even having some adequate offense.
Okay, so let's talk a little bit about Matt Moore, who has been a very good addition to this pitching staff. I think we all knew that he would be. Let's just talk in general. I mean, his last three outings have been really, really good, and that has to be very encouraging to have that in the middle.
Certainly. He's developed a cut fastball, which is a big pitch for any pitcher, and if you can master it. And for him, it's made a huge difference. He almost no-hit the Dodgers, as a lot of fans know, two turns ago. And then his last time out, he picked up his first win at AT&T Park as a Giant, which, of course, is, you know, always a little hurdle to clear for a newcomer. So he's got a lot more confidence. The players have confidence in him. The fans should, too. And so, I'd say things are looking up for him from here on out the rest of the what's left in the regular season.
So now Madison Bumgarner and Buster Posey had talked to Moore about throwing that cutter. They had noticed that it's a really good pitch for him. And I was asking about that because it's nice to hear that from people that you haven't been playing with, that have been observers of you from the outside, but also having that pedigree with those two guys. And when you hear from a guy like Buster Posey, you're like, oh, maybe I'll give that a whirl.
Pedigree is a good word, Allison.
I love that word.
It really is. It's a great word, and especially when you talk about those two guys. Madison Bumgarner, perennial winning pitcher. Cy Young Award, definitely contender, if not the favorite, this year. And Buster Posey, what more can you say about him? Four-time All-Star, you know, 2012 MVP, Rookie of the Year 2 years before that. I mean, those guys just don't sit on the bench and eat sunflower seeds when they're not between the lines. So you're right. I mean, that their pedigree definitely speaks for itself, and it spoke to Matt Moore in a sense.
So what about the rest of the rotation? How are things shaping up? What's up with Matt Cain? Is there any ticky-tacky stuff we need to talk about?
Well, I don't know how big a factor the number five starter plays in the rest of the season, but today Bruce Bochy said that Albert Suarez would be the number five starter, and that Matt Cain was okay with pitching relief. Matt is a team guy, a team-oriented guy. You know, I mean, that may strike some people as a little strange that he would agree so easily to beer leader. He's probably not happy about it, but, you know, on the record, at least to Bruce, according to what Bruce said, you know, he's all for it to help the team. And he knows he hasn't been pitching as well as he has in the past this year. And so right now the bullpen might be the best thing for him.
From a health standpoint, seems to be okay overall, things, especially in the lineup?
Oh, it's gotten better, Allison. You know, Hunter Pence is back, Joe Panik is back, and they've started to show signs of life also offensively, and if they can continue to get a little, maybe get a little more productive, that would really help the team here in the last three and a half weeks.
So let's look ahead. Of course the Giants would like for the last weekend series of the season to be insignificant in that things would already have been wrapped up on their end. But I believe the Giants and Dodgers end the season together, correct?
Yes.
In San Francisco.
Yes.
Oh, so that is just lining up to be, you know, you could say, oh, it's a pure coincidence. It's not a coincidence. The schedule makers know what they're doing. I mean, I don't know. Would that be cool to cover or, like, way stressful?
Oh, but stress is cool. Stress in the pennant race, it's great. You know, I love the postseason where every pitch means something. And I've been fortunate enough to cover, in the Giants' case, or help cover when the Giants don't make it. You know, many postseason games, and again, it's just something I relish, and I think it. Of course, it makes the game more fun when there's something riding on every pitch. The way the baseball gods work things out, it has to end up Giants Dodgers. But you know, three games. I mean, by then, somebody could be ahead by four. Just don't know. They also play three games in L.A. I believe it's the 19th, 20th, and 21st, or something around that time frame. And so that'll be a big series, too, of course.
Those are going to be some wacky times at Dodger Stadium.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you know, when you look around, like, we're sitting there, we're watching them take batting practice right now. We're watching them... take it. I mean, it's like you say, like, there's so many guys that are on this team that were on the team their last World Series, which is, like, kind of makes me laugh when you say that, because our last World Series was just 2 years ago. Of course, there's a lot of guys still on this team. So the talent level, and it's not like they're like, oh, well, you know, they're just getting old together. I mean, it's really not like that, right? These guys are all still young in the prime of their careers.
Oh, some of these guys have hit the prime of their careers yet. I wrote a story today looking, we all of us at MLB.com, who are lucky enough to cover contending teams, wrote stories today that look ahead to September. And, you know, I pointed out that their regular season record at this juncture this year is very similar, if not identical. I think in one case it was identical to their records, you know, in the 3 years when they won the World Series. And so that just goes to prove, you know, these guys... aren't far off. September really is the month they start to define themselves, and so you know, we'll see what lies ahead. They can either fall flat on their face, or they can win 20 games in September. So we'll see what happens.
September baseball, so much fun. Okay, Chris, thank you so much. Appreciate
thank
your
you.
Time.
MLB.tv Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.tv Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go, every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.tv for details.